We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 51 degrees. KNSS breaking news, one person is dead after a motorcycle crash in Hayesville this morning. The accident occurred around 12:45 a.m. at 63rd Street South and Broadway. No further details were immediately available. President Trump's administration is not just blocking subpoenas tied to Democrats. Following up on the Russia investigation, other probes are facing roadblocks as well.
A Justice Department official is not meeting with the House Oversight Committee this week. Instead, the department says John Gore maintains executive branch confidentiality. Committee Democrats want Gore's deposition as part of a review of a controversial citizenship question being added to the 2020 census. Earlier this week, the former White House Personnel Security Director Carl Klein failed to appear for a deposition at the Oversight Committee as part of an investigation into security clearances. Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings says the White House has refused to produce a single witness in any of the committee's investigations this year, calling the White House position untenable. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Police are investigating after a man was found dead in a northeast Wichita pond. Wednesday afternoon, police were called to a submersion in the 3200 block of North Tobin. That's near K96 and Webb Road, behind Candlewood Suites and next to Menards. Investigators say they believe the 70-year-old man was fishing and fell into the pond. The man's name has not been released. A Wichita man has been charged with the stabbing death of one of the people he lived with. Keith Thurman appeared before a Sedgwick County judge Wednesday and was charged with second-degree murder, aggravated battery, and criminal possession of a weapon. Police say 62-year-old Albert Thomas was stabbed to death when two couples began arguing while preparing an Easter Sunday meal at a residence in southeast Wichita. Thurman's next court date is May 9th. Governor Laura Kelly and top Kansas legislators met in an attempt to break a stalemate on expanding Medicaid in the state.
Negotiations failed Wednesday because Kelly contends that lawmakers approve a plan this year, and the GOP leaders insist on waiting until next year. Kelly had set aside 4 hours for talks in her state house office with majority leaders and heads of the health committees in the House and Senate, who all oppose her expansion proposal. The meeting ended after about 90 minutes. Participants said it became clear that neither Kelly nor Republicans would budge on whether a plan should pass this year. The House approved a modified version of Kelly's expansion plan last month, but the Senate has yet to take it up. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Some Wichita middle school students had the opportunity to meet Kansas Senator Pat Roberts yesterday. Roberts is on break from the Senate, but still working to get the Child Nutrition Act passed. While having lunch with the students, Roberts was asked if he has anyone in mind to replace him when he retires in 2020. Roberts tells KSN News a number of Republicans have approached him about that.
10 of them have called me already, and the conversation goes like this. Gee, Pat, we really want to thank you for a great job that you've done. Pause. You know, a lot of people have talked to me about running. What would you think about that? Well, I'm not going to support anybody in the primary.
Roberts says he doesn't think everyone he's talked to will run, because he says politics has turned into a pretty nasty environment. A woman and her two young children are dead after the family car was caught in a flash flood in West Texas.
It happened at what's usually a small creek just outside Dublin, about 75 miles southwest of Fort Worth. Crews launched a high water rescue effort Wednesday morning, only to find the woman's husband clinging to a tree. The mother's body was later recovered from the swamped car. Their 7-year-old son was found 400 yards downstream, and their 3-year-old girl was found 3 miles downstream. About 3.5 inches of rain had fallen overnight. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted here on a Thursday morning.
Traffic this morning, we've got, some of the traffic conditions that we're seeing out there, a little foggy, I guess is one way you could put it. out there at the Dwight D. Eisenhower National Airport, they're saying 7 miles of visibility, so I'm seeing heavier fog in some areas than others out there. So we've got some patchy fog and could be causing visibility issues, so be on the lookout for that. Traffic update, 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Following some low clouds and patchy fog in Wichita, a strong front moving through will give us gusty north winds anywhere from 25 to 40 miles per hour today, clearing with a high 74. It'll be cool and breezy tonight, our low 46, and then sunny and dry Friday with a high in the mid-70s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, fog, mist, 48 degrees. We have a west wind at only 7 miles per hour. Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2019. Really nice day across central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 72 degrees. Normal high for the date is 70, so it was very nice outside. Put it that way. Good night, good afternoon for a jog through the park, which is what I got done on this date in 2011. The worst tornado outbreak in U.S. history began. The worst in history. Over a four-day period from April 25th to 28th, 327 confirmed tornadoes occurred. They unleashed an expansive swath of appalling death and destruction over 21 states, extending from Texas to New York and even southern Ontario, Canada. Wow. That was on this date, and the 28th and 20 to the 28th of 2011. The worst tornado outbreak in history. Hard to confirm. You know, 327 tornadoes, because are you confirming one twice? You have to be real careful about that. You know, several people could see the same twister. On this date in 1898, the United States Congress declared war on Spain. The 10-week conflict resulted in an American victory. It didn't last very long. And this is the war in which Teddy Roosevelt got his wish to finally get into combat. As he went with his Rough Riders down to Cuba and got into the Battle of San Juan Hill. Teddy Roosevelt, who would then become president at some point. And
wasn't that basically just kind of him and his buddies?
It was actually the Rough Riders.
Or was it some sort of militia? Or
it was a militia that he gathered and paid for.
Yeah.
Some of these guys were Harvard football players.
Yeah.
He had cowboys from out in the West that he knew. And he just, you know, I don't remember, just a few hundred guys.
He kind of formed his own regiment.
His own regiment, and somehow got permission to go over there and do that. Of course, 10-week war, you probably don't have a number of troops available to you. It's not like you've got 2 million people under arms, especially in 1898. Anyway, the war with Spain, the Spanish-American War. He apparently couldn't get over his ex-girlfriend, so he got himself over her, literally. And that has him in trouble with the law. Police in Pittsburgh say they've arrested a man who had holed himself up in the attic of his ex's home.
Well, that's not creepy.
It is really creepy. Authorities say the woman found 31-year-old Carrie Cocuzzi in her bedroom this past Saturday. That wasn't cool because police say she had a protection order out against him. After the woman called 911, police searched the house, found Cocuzzi hiding. Say he told officers he was homeless and had been sneaking in and out of the house for about 2 weeks. Wow. Woman says that helps explain odd details around her home recently, like finding blankets on the floor when she didn't leave any behind, things like that. But
I think we know now why she's his ex.
Yeah, this guy,
she wants him gone.
Seems to be kind of a creepy guy.
Ugh.
6:14 now, Steve and Ted. And Ted, I looked on my daily worksheet that I use. And according to my figures, this is Steve and Ted show number 5,400.
Whoa!
A landmark show, I guess.
Another milestone.
I'll be shooting for 6,000. We'll see what happens. But 5,400 shows. That's a lot of Steve and Ted.
A lot of radio, baby. A
lot of radio going on there. It is 6:15 now, coming up on 6:15. I've got a date this afternoon with the folks at the Wichita Downtown Lions Club. Pancake Day is today, Ted.
Yep.
They're celebrating 100 years at Wichita Downtown Lion Club. This is, I believe, 61 pancake dinners that they've had. Of course, it's a $7 charge, and you get all the pancakes you can stuff down your face. it goes from 9 a.m. this morning till 7 p.m. at Century 2 Exhibition Hall.
So the pancake day goes back to the late 1950s.
Yeah, it's their fundraiser.
Predates Century 2.
It's their fundraiser. They're going to have some political leaders there this afternoon. I think several of the city council members are going to be there. I'll be there later in the afternoon to do a little emceeing on the stage, introduce a couple of acts. And should be a good time. And
yeah, it's always a who's who. You run into a lot of folks you know when you go to that.
You really will. There's going to be a lot of people. If you know, it's a good way to network a little bit because, like you said, there are a lot of business people and people you know are going to be there. So,
during the peak times, it seems like just about everybody that works downtown heads on over there.
Right.
It takes part. Yeah.
Might as well grab a crew from your office and go on over.
Yep, that's what happens.
And just take a nice lunch over there and do some good with your money to help out the folks at the Wichita Downtown Lions Club. All right, Ted, 5,400 shows. Ooh, man, that's a lot of shows. Wow. What do you think? Keep going for a while longer? We'll talk in a few minutes about
it. I'd say at least let's finish out the week.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's
go
get through Thursday and Friday and see how things go.
Let's get through tomorrow if we can, because I know you're going to be busy. We're going to talk about this a little bit in a few minutes here. I know you're going to be busy. You were busy last night. You're going to be busy tonight through, Saturday night? You got some stuff going on with the gridiron. We're going to talk about gridiron here in just a minute.
Sweet.
What else we got going on later on this morning? We have scheduled in the 8 o'clock hour, Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland to be with us to talk about Joe Biden, the former vice president, who today is supposed to announce that he's going to run for president of the United States.
Well, he already said that on Twitter, didn't he?
No, he hasn't officially done anything.
Okay.
He's going to do something. There's been a lot of saying, well, I think I'm going to run, that kind of stuff. But supposed to make it official today. We'll have Rachel on coming up right about 2 hours from now. So a lot going on today with the Steve and Ted Show. Keep it here for 6...
So fill us in.
6:17. Come on, 6:18. Steve and Ted on KNSS. And Ted, time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. The Royals actually win last night?
Well, yesterday afternoon.
Yesterday, I heard that they might have won.
I think they finally got fed up losing to the Tampa Bay Rays. Kansas City had lost 10 times in a row against Tampa.
Yikes.
That was not the case yesterday. The Royals put up 10 runs on the scoreboard and finally beat the Rays. You heard the game yesterday afternoon on Sports Radio KFH.
The pitch. Swing and a ball well hit. Left field, way back and gone. A 3-run homer for Adalberto Mondesi, and the Royals piling on here on the final game of this road trip. They lead it 8-1.
Yeah, Mondesi hits a 3-run homer. Something's wrong.
No, he's...
Is he a good hitter? I thought he was kind of a punch and Judy singles and doubles
he
type
leads,
guy.
I saw a stat yesterday. He leads all major league shortstops and runs batted in since last either September 8th or August 8th.
So he can drive in a run.
So he's driving since the last 3 months, he's driving in tons of runs.
Good for him.
So,
yeah.
That's good. He drove in 4 yesterday as the Royals easily over the Rays beat the best team in baseball. 10-2, snapping a 5-game losing streak and wrapping up a 10-game road trip. This is an off day today for the Royals as they'll be back home this weekend. National Football League is gearing up for its annual draft. Round 1 of the NFL draft is tonight, and that is in Nashville, Tennessee. Let's get a preview on the draft.
The Arizona Cardinals will be the first team on the clock with the first overall pick in this year's NFL draft. A lot of speculation surrounding that selection, with most signs pointing to the Cardinals taking Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray, despite trading up last year in the draft for QB Josh Rosen. Now, Rosen could be on the trading block today with other teams like the New York Giants and Washington Redskins shopping for someone under center. The Oakland Raiders enter today with 3 first-round picks, including the 4th overall. The Giants, Seattle Seahawks, and Green Bay Packers each have 2 picks as the result of trades. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The Kansas City Chiefs do not have a pick in the first round this year. That's not unusual. This is the second year in a row the Chiefs have not had a first-round pick, and 3 of the last 4 they have not had a first-round pick.
Does that mean that they had a pick, but they traded
it? They've traded it away to somebody to try to acquire players or acquire leverage or position or whatever you want to do. Of course, the 1 year they did have a first-round pick, it took Pat Mahomes. So that was the key one, yeah. And you can listen to live coverage of the first round of the NFL draft at 6 o'clock tonight, and that is live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. I read today where they're expecting 300,000 people to show up in Nashville for the NFL draft festivities for the next several days.
Making a big party out of it.
Yeah, the NFL has turned it into a huge event, and people show up.
Well, you can't get them all into one place.
No, it's
going to be in bars,
aren't
they?
Basically, they've taken over downtown Nashville is what they've done. So it's and the football stadium.
All right.
It's a big deal. In the NBA playoffs last night, Game 5 between the Los Angeles Clippers and the top seed in the West, the Golden State Warriors. Golden State looking to win at home and end that series, but that's not what happened. The Los Angeles Clippers, for the second time in this series, win on the road, beat the Golden State Warriors 129-121. Golden State still up 3-2, but the Clippers are still alive. In the starting lineup for the Clippers, former Wichita State Shocker, the rookie Landry Shamet, had 6 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. His Clippers are still playing. Major League Baseball last night, the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 5-2 in St. Louis. The Cardinals with a 3-game sweep over Milwaukee. Cardinals are in first place atop the National League Central Division. At Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
621 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. A dress code for parents. That's on the way. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.